Hi, Kamara Junior, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Alison. It's a real pleasure.
Here comes the season for arguments. Balance of power hangs on a thread. Religious motivated violence is on the rise, and some say we spread. If we could all believe in one thing, the one thing must be love. If we could all give a little something, a little something to everyone.
So, Bai, you're a singer, songwriter, guitarist.
And also a bit of production as well, I do. Yeah.
Born in Sierra Leone at the age of about 15, I believe. You went to live in the UK and you're now based in Brussels.
Yes.
You've released your fifth album.
Yeah.
It's called, rather mysteriously, The Mystical Survivors and Some Rare Earthlings. What can I say? Can you say something about that? Is it just to get people thinking, what on earth is that?
To be honest with you, it's partly that. You know, I mean, even though I was born in the 60s, I'm a 70s kind of like person. And you know, back in the 70s, you had this long, elaborate titles, you know, and I thought, I would like to have this elaborate title because it gives that era, that vibe. You remember back in the days, you used to have movies like The Shaft or like Isaac Hayes. I used to listen to Isaac Hayes as well. My uncles used to, and Curtis Mayfield, that's very important for me because as a kid, my uncles listened to Curtis Mayfield. And of course, you had all these albums, you know. So that's where that thing is coming from. And of course, mystical survivors, thinking of the Africans, you know, how we survive through all kinds of conditions. We've been through all kinds of things, but we're still there. For example, my country, we went through the Civil War, we had Ebola, but we're resilient and we're still there. So we're mystical survivors.
Even though I work hard, I don't get much pay. I got my act together, helping out a brother. Even though I work hard, I don't get much pay. Got the potential, but I need the essential.
Just want to mention the elections. How do you feel about Sierra Leone in 2018, Bai?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm very proud of being a Sierra Leonean, because if 10 years ago somebody would have told me that we would have a free and fair democratic election and even have a presidential debate where the presidential candidates were well behaved, they were not even trading personal insults, they were talking about policies and just openly talk about what they want to talk about. And that was beautiful. Talk about women rights, actually, in the country. Talk about domestic abuse of women. And I was like saying, wow, this is great. So we've come a long way. We've come a long way from the Civil War to Ebola. And for us to have a president who is stepping down peacefully after 10 years, I think it's incredible. I think it's something we should be commended for. And in West Africa, we're becoming a leading light in a lot of ways because we saw what happened in Liberia as well. So I'm happy that we're part of that trend and we're building on it. Yeah.
Are there any songs on your latest album that were, let's say, inspired by your native Sierra Leone?
Maybe a song called Signs.
Signs, signs everywhere, city overload, this could explode. Signs, signs everywhere, city overload, don't lose control.
In Sierra Leone, we don't take seriously the country and planning regulations. People build wherever they want to build. And sometimes that can be an issue, you know, when it comes to sanitations or when it comes to storms. Or we saw the landslide, what happened in Sierra Leone. I mean,
it was last year.
Last year, yeah. And most of the people who were building houses in the place were not supposed to build houses there, or those trees were not supposed to be cut down. So, land erosion. So, maybe that song, subconsciously, you know, was inspired by Sierra Leone.
I know you'd know when we kiss. I know you'd know who you miss. It's the other man that's breaking you down. I'm a substitute, substitute. for the other man that's breaking your heart.
I had done a decade ago Substitute, and I had done other stuff like folky stuff. Before that, actually, I did an album which was a world album, which was called Disposable Society, which talked about environmental issues. And I did a record with Cuban musicians and Brazilian musicians. So for this record, I just said, you know, let me come back and visit soul music in the way that I grew up with it. Like, for example, listen to Curtis Mayfield, listen to Isaac Hayes, bring in the horns, bring in the girls. And that's why I moved into soul. Yeah, I felt that it was the right time for me to do it, because it took me 3 years to make this record.
Citizens of the world, unite. Understand this is your fight. Make haste without delay. Citizens of the world, unite. Take a stand and make it right. Where there's a will, there's a way. Yeah.
Citizens of the world, unite. You believe anything's possible?
Yeah, I believe anything is possible. I mean, people power, I believe that anything is possible, we can do it. And we don't need the politicians for that. If the will of the people, if the tide starts to swing around, I mean, the politicians will get the message. And I think environmental issues affect everybody. Rich, poor, what affects everybody, you know.
The food we eat, it's not like it should. Where did we go? What have we done? It's all wrong. Must be a better way, yeah. Citizens of the world, unite. Understand this is your fight.
At the heart of it, I'm a protest singer. Like back in the days, you know, you pick up the guitar, I'm a protest singer. You know, I just do it in my way today, but I'm a protest singer, you know. I might have soul chords or nice jazzy harmonies, but, you know, Citizens of the World is a protest song. Refugee is a protest song. The One Thing Must Be Love is a protest song. Going Up the Wrong Way is a protest song as well. It's fake democracy, you know, and we know all these things about fake news, about all this kind of stuff. There's a line in that song which I really like, which says, there's a naked protester telling us that we've lost our moral compass, you know. So I'm a political animal in that sense. I'm a protest singer at the heart of it, but at the same time, I'm a family man, and so I write the love songs as well.
If this is where life begins, why does life end here the most? Sometimes I close my eyes and I see the day, and I'm not afraid no more. Dirty knives for seven virgins, much too young to be exposed. Young child comes to me and say, she's not afraid no more. We will rise, rise above this failures. Bright is our future, stay close to nature. Rise, we will rise.
Another song that was on the Disposable Society album, it's called Rise.
Well, it's a very deep song. I mean, that song talks about certain traditions that we have in Africa that I don't think have a place anymore in today's Africa. I mean, I'm talking in particular about
female genital mutilation.
Exactly. And that song talks exactly about it, you know. And I think it's something that we have to leave behind. Yeah. Because it
has Sierra Leone has banned it.
Yes, but it's not only Sierra Leone. I mean, there's other countries around who still practice it. So that song really talks about that. And also say that there should be certain things as well we should embrace as well, you know, as our culture as well. We should learn how to preserve our heritage, more of our heritage, you know, because we don't maintain our museums, our protected buildings. You know, I think we should do more of that, you know. I mean, we used to be a colony of yeah. Britain, so we have all these old buildings. We have the first oldest university in West Africa, which is in disrepairs. I mean, people from Nigeria used to study, people from Ghana, and it's just a mess, you know. We have an island called the Bonds Island, which used to have a fortress there where the slaves used to be taken to. And so we have all these things that we can, you know, and we don't take care of them, you know. So things like that, yeah. And I think that would encourage tourism as well.
Sadly, I've never visited Sierra Leone.
We've got one of the most beautiful beaches in the world.
Beaches?
Yes. The landscape, the hills, the food. It's a beautiful country.
Be afraid no more.
You're the son of a diplomat. Did you never think of getting into politics? You might have been able to do some good stuff for your native Sierra Leone.
Well, you know what? I think I think with my music, I'll be freely to do things like I want to do. And hopefully, I hope that my music can help in that way to speak freely about things which mean a lot to me and to my country. And I think for my country, because I think if I ended up being a politician, I'll be restrained. You know, I come from a political family. Like you said, my father was a politician. My mother was an ambassador. So it's been there 24/24. And I know real politics is something else. I mean, we talk about politics like this, but once you're in there, you know, and you see the compromises that you have to make or the arms that you have to twist or sometimes, I don't want to do that. I think I'm free with my music to do whatever I want to do.
Bye, Kamara Jr. It was nice talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alison.
Bright is our future. Stay close to nature. Be afraid no